on the subject of a bat mitzvah. Before we can understand the subject of a bat mitzvah, that's when a girl becomes 12 years old and now becomes obligated in mitzvot, we have to understand the concept of a bar mitzvah, and then we can see if the same rules are applicable. A bar mitzvah is, of course, when a male reaches the age of 13 years old. He goes from being a minor to a major, we'll call him, which means now he's obligated in mitzvot. The Maharshal brings an interesting source where we got the custom to make a party to celebrate a bar mitzvah. It says the Gemara Kedushin writes that Rav Yehuda, lo alechem ve lo aleinu, was blind. And the Gemara says, or Rabbi Yosef, you'll forgive me, Rabbi Yosef, it says, was blind. And he was under the impression that a blind man is exempt from mitzvot. And he was happy, because he said, even though I'm exempt, I'm still fulfilling the mitzvot, even though I'm exempt. So he thought he was doing something great. He says, but then when I found out that you get more credit if you're commanded to do the mitzvah and you do it. So if somebody would tell me that a blind man is obligated in mitzvot, he says, then I would make a party. He says, I would make a celebration. So you see, Rabbi Yosef was willing to make a party when he just found out, or when he would find out, that he has an obligation in mitzvot. So there the Maharshal is the source for making a party at the bar mitzvah, because on that day, not only does he find out news that he's obligated in mitzvot, but he is indeed obligated in mitzvot. And therefore there is a source to make a celebration. However, there is a lot of controversy with making a celebration for a girl on her bat mitzvah, even though seemingly the same logic should apply. Now she's obligated in mitzvot. Before that, she might have been fulfilling the mitzvot, but on a voluntary basis. Now when she reaches the age of 12, she's commanded, so the same thing should apply. Rabbi Feinstein, alav shalom, in his Sefer Igrot Moshe, in several places, was against making parties and celebrations for the bat mitzvah. And he made a chiduk, he said that, he made a difference. He said, by the boy, it's evident that he's obligated in mitzvot, because now they count him in the minyan, and he does certain mitzvot, he puts on his tefillin, etc. But by the lady, there's really nothing that's so evident from the day before she was 12 to now that she's 12, that something that she does, or something that changes in her status. And for other reasons, the poskim also were against it because of modesty issues, and it turns into an immodest situation where unfortunately you have bat mitzvahs where the girl gets up and gives a speech in front of men, and there's all sorts of singing and dancing and stuff like that. It can turn into a, instead of a bat mitzvah, it can turn into a bat avera. And therefore, a lot of the latter poskim were against it. However, Hacham Avadya Yosef, may live and be well, as well as others, Yaskil Avdi, Hacham Avadya Hadaya, and even the Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai didn't talk about making a party. He said on that day, it's worthy that she should get a new dress, make a shehiyanu. But those poskim agree that it's okay to make a celebration on the day of the bat mitzvah, of course done low-key and modest, not that the lady or the girl should do anything outside the rules of tzni'ut, not to speak in front of strangers and men, a small thing in the house, family, friends, or something like that, in a modest way where it's done b'ktushav, ta'orah, chamvadya says, in our generation, because we're not living in the olden days where the chinuch of the children was from the home or from the community. Today already our children go to schools, our girls go to girls' schools, and therefore there's an equality, so to speak, between the boys and the girls today in education. If we're not going to make a party for the girls, they're going to say, oh look, we're prejudiced, you only make one for the boys, can create Hilul Hashem. He gives different reasons. And the main reason is because the logic still applies. She's obligated in mitzvot. Therefore, those that want to make a se'uda on the bat mitzvah. Again, it's not a new item to go crazy now and start renting out halls and making a big thing. You know, something that was never done big, and this is a type of item that can turn into a, you know, another major issue where you have to start putting controls in order to tone down the bat mitzvah. Already the bar mitzvahs went out of whack. Now we just need the bat mitzvahs to go out of whack. We have another problem on our hands. We're talking about a small little se'uda in the house, in a modest way, according to the halakha, with rabbanim, and of course supervising to make sure it's kosher. Then already there is what to rely on, and to get a new dress so she can make a shechayanu on her 12th birthday.